They're getting a string on that thing, I think. They're getting it on there. Give them a second here. Let's give them a second to get it on. Throughout the country, people were listening to WSM Radio and Bill Monroe and all the Bluegrass Boys. Then Carl and Ralph Stanley began to play in Southwest Virginia. Soon after that, Bill Monroe's Bluegrass Boys began to leave and form groups of their own. Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs, who were with him, left and formed the Foggy Mountain Boys. Gave it the third group that were playing and singing the music. Then replacing Earl Scruggs was Don Reno, who we'll have a little later. And then after Lester and Earl left, Don played. Then Don left, formed a group with Red Smiley. It was the fourth group. And then they begin to form little groups throughout the Carolinas and Georgia and Kentucky and that section of the country and play what they were hearing them sing. And the music began to spread. And every Saturday night, they'd still listen to Bill Monroe on Saturday night. And then through the week, they would try to do the songs as they heard them sung then. And then they began to write. Don Reno wrote lots of great songs, who we'll have out just a little later. And the music began to spread on. The banjo, as I said, was added to the music and became a part of bluegrass music. The banjo music then, they were beginning to put it out on record. You could hear banjo instrumentals. So here's one of Bill Monroe's songs. Not going to do Pike County, going to do it, okay? This is a song, too, of Bill Monroe. We could hear him do.